What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another podcast. My name is Bailey Stanfield, and this is Peace of My Mind, the podcast where sometimes I take, like, three-month breaks. And I just, like, I don't even know what happened. Like, it just seems like those 3 months kind of just came and went. It just happened. I don't know. But recording this podcast, it's going to be a nice, hearty one. Last night, my friend Tori and I came up with some topics that I can talk about. We're going to talk about those topics in this podcast. We're going to get a good, solid one in. It's been 3 months. It feels like it's been years. It's been so long, but let's just dive right on into it. I'll go ahead and tell you, I already forgot if I did an intro or not. So if I didn't, welcome to Peace of My Mind, the podcast where sometimes I do remember that part. I'm glad that I can get right back into it and already know that my mind is all over the place. But I think that that's the beauty of this podcast. It's really just a place where I just spill. If my head was a pitcher of water, it's just pouring out. It's not even that it's pouring out. That would be too clean. It's like it's in a blender without the top on, and my thoughts are just kind of flowing and violently spilling to the point where I don't even know what's happening. But, I mean, you know, that's part of the beauty. I have a ton of topics. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I got 7 on here. Each one has a couple subtopics, but I don't know. Let's start with an update, just on my life. This is going off the script. I know. You know me. I don't really like. I mean, I don't know if you know me. If you don't, I like to be kind of not scripted. No, I don't like to be scripted. Who am I? Hi, I'm nice to meet you. I don't like to keep things too formal. I like it to kind of be loose, and we're just hanging out. If you're, I've gotten this from a couple people. Their favorite thing about this podcast is that they feel like it's kind of like a comfort thing. They're comforted by. I don't know if it's my voice or if it's that I'm just kind of going with the flow, but I'm trying to just not change. I get compliments like that, and it really warms my heart. And I try to stick with that theme, but I don't know where I was going with that. But I just appreciate that people enjoy it, especially in hard and pressing times like this, where I know some of you guys are quarantined inside. I know personally I am. It's not a mandatory quarantine. I'm more of on a quarantining myself. I've gone out today. I went to like one little store looking for a Switch game actually, which is going to come up later, but. I try not to go out. Yesterday, I think I went out one time, and mainly it was to get food. But just trying my best not to go out. I think that's part of my, like, civil duty, is to not go out. I think that at my age, this whole coronavirus thing is not as pressing of an issue for myself as like, me selfishly. Not selfishly. As me, like, me as a person, but as a carrier. I can't remember what the word is. But you can carry a virus and give it to somebody else. So I don't want to put anybody else at risk by just me needing to go out. So today, my sister and I got a bunch of food. My roommates and I, we all got a bunch of food. We're in for the week, week or longer. Our jobs are, we all work at the same place. We're all working from home for Mr. Beast. We're still pumping out videos. Don't you guys worry. We've got a whole system in place. We've got, like 8 editors right now. We've got 3 that live in the same house. And then 1, 2, 3. It's six and then another one that works for somebody else, but also works for us sometimes. So it's like 6.5. But we're still pumping out that content. We got one video that we're working on right now that I just finished my little section. So then I was like, I'm going to come out and do a podcast. But my sister is studying abroad, was studying abroad in Denmark, and they were on like a mandatory quarantine where they kind of like shut their borders. No, before that it was the U.S. shut out flights from Europe, and it became like an urgent thing. Like in like hours, it became like an urgent thing. So we bought, or my mom bought my sister a plane ticket to come to Richmond, which is where we're from, but. She got to the airport, and they said that the ticket wouldn't work. So then I don't know. It was a whole thing, bought a bunch more. Then she had to fly to San Francisco and then buy another ticket to fly here. It was a whole ordeal. But now, for simplicity's sake, and just living situations. My sister's living with me for just a little bit. Not sure how long, but I'm enjoying the company, so it's fun. But we're just hanging out, got a bunch of food, and yeah. I should have brought a water into my car. I forgot that talking makes your throat dry. Oh, I do have a water. Look at that. I keep my essential, what is this? Essentia. Overarching H2O. Well, I don't know. It's just some nice water. But yeah, living with me. So we got four people in the house instead of our regular three. The AC broke yesterday, but then the AC guy came in no time. It was insane how fast he came in. Fixed us right up. So excited to have a nice, cool quarantine house. Hold on, I'm trying to get this water, but I need... Here, I'm holding the mic in my armpit while I hold... I mean, while I open this water bottle at the same time. Really multi-talented. But yeah, I'm thankful for my job situation. Hold on, swig. That was a fun noise. I'm thankful for my job situation. It's nice that we have the ability to work from home, so I'm very thankful for that. I'm glad that we can make content that, while people are in this situation, at least they get to enjoy a nice Mr. Beast video. Hopefully coming out soon. That'll be a nice little break from the mayhem. I want to pump out some content. Tori, who I mentioned earlier, she was editing a couple of my videos in exchange for me to edit hers, which I got to get on. I need to step my game up and go and edit that video. But so I've got a couple videos coming out. And then I'm sure all of you guys know about Animal Crossing coming out. That's coming out soon. Animal Crossing is my favorite game of all time. It's just like an open world kind of... I really don't even know how to explain it. I'm sure a lot of people know about Animal Crossing. It's a fun game. They've got... It's just... Okay. I'm trying to... It's like Sims. This is how I always explain it. This is how I always explain it to people. It's like Sims, but more animated and more... Your village or your neighbors are animals. But you like design your room and... You pay off your mortgage and stuff. But my favorite thing is you get to catch some fish and bugs and you find fossils, but you like donate them to the museum. I don't know why that's my favorite thing. I think it's because this is what I deduced it down to the other day. I have this knack to collect things in my head. I don't really do it very often, but I love the idea of collecting things. But at the same time, I don't like clutter or like owning a lot of things. So... With Animal Crossing, I can collect all these things. There's a goal in mind because there's only, like, you know, so many fish and bugs and so many fish and bugs and fossils. So, like, you have an end goal in mind. So, I you're trying to get to that. But it fulfills my need to collect things without having to have a bunch of fish and bugs and fossils laying around, you know? They've also got paintings. You can collect paintings. But it's just a fun game. I'm recording this on a Wednesday, I believe. Wednesday the 18th. Yesterday was St. Patrick's Day, but it got entirely forgotten about because of all this Corona stuff. Today's Wednesday. There was a little update. We thought that maybe it would slip out that, like, somehow they would, in that update, accidentally open up the game and they could play tonight, but that's not the case. So tomorrow at midnight, it's coming out. Tuesday, it would be the 20th, but it's like the very late night of the 19th on Thursday. And my idea is I want to stream it as soon as it comes out, on Twitch. So it's going to be like a first play. Maybe I'll even only play for like a little bit because I do want to play with my sister, and have that quality time, but I do want to stream it as well. So get the best of both worlds, but I'm going to stream it. That'll be some lighthearted entertainment again for, well, people are stuck inside, although people would be home around that time, I guess, anyway, but just a little comedic relief. I like to imagine it's a fun time to watch. So if you're listening to this before that comes out, you can go on Twitch, twitch.tv/Bayfield, B-A-I-F-I-E-L-D, or I'll have a link down below. We're just hanging. It's a positive environment. We just come out. We hang out. This game is very chill, so it's going to be a very chill vibe. The music is very soft. We're just hanging out. I'm really excited for it. And then I also plan on that being one of my primary stream games, which I'm so excited. It's gonna be a good thing. It'll be a good solid thing. Let's check out my little list. So Animal Crossings was on there. Let's talk about my weekend. So, well, I can start out with the weekend on how it started on Friday. So, on Friday is when, it was Thursday night, is when we found out that America was going to do the whole travel ban from Europe. And that was like a very stressful night. My mom said that it was like the most stressful night that she's ever been a part of. Because we were afraid that if we didn't get a ticket in time, my sister was going to get stuck in Denmark. And the travel ban was for a month, so it would have been an entire month. Which she was going to be there anyway, but, you know, you don't want that situation to be the case. And the study abroad program was saying that she needed to be gone by the following Thursday, which would have been tomorrow. So they were saying that she had to be gone by Thursday of the following week, but then the travel ban happened that was going to happen the next day. So then just all this stuff happened, and I was already planning on going to Richmond for the weekend, but it cut my trip a little, it made my trip a little bit longer. I ended up going to Richmond Friday morning around like 11. No, I did end up going later, but we got called out of work. Like, I went into work, and probably 15 to 30 minutes into me being at work, they said, all right, effective immediately, we are working from home. So I collected some things, and then I went home, did a little bit of work from home, and then I was like, wait, I can just go ahead and go to Richmond now, because I can work from there. And so I did that. So on Friday, I went to Richmond. This was at, like, I left here at, like, 5 p.m., and I packed my car up as if I was going to get quarantined in Richmond. So I had my computer with my streaming set up just in case I needed to, I had a bunch of clothes. I packed up some food. I was acting as if I was going to get quarantined there for like a month. But that all happened. And then I drove there Friday, stayed the night with the intentions on staying the whole weekend, but then some just like living situation things happened. My mom was trying to close on a house and that didn't end up working. So then we were like, okay, well now I guess we can all stay at my house. But it just, long story short, I ended up coming back home on Saturday. So my roommates were making fun of me because I packed up my car like I was going to be gone for a month. And then I wasn't even gone for a whole 24 hours. I mean, it was a little over 24, but like barely even a day I was gone. But came back here. My sister and I are chilling here. And then that was that whole thing. There was a bunch to it. Maybe it'll be a podcast in the future. It's just, there was so much to it, but that was the skinny of it. And then Sunday happened and one of our coworkers, Trey, had his birthday on the March 15th, the Ides of March, which is when, Caesar got stabbed to death. That was the Ides of March, Et tu, Brute, if anybody's familiar with Latin, I guess it's Roman, like, history. But that happened. That's not what happened. It was Trey's. I was just explaining what the Ides of March is. But it was Trey's birthday, and we were planning on playing Pokemon Go on Trey's birthday, which we did end up doing. We played for literally, like, 3 hours, just walking around ECU campus, just hanging out. And then we remembered that a few weeks ago we bought... we watched videos about this new craze called magnet fishing, which is just going into a lake or a river or some other body of water where people are often there and have the chance of like dropping sunglasses or phones or GoPros or whatever. And you throw this really heavy, not heavy, but really strong magnet into the water and you kind of drag it along in hopes of maybe catching some treasure. So it's like metal detecting. But the magnet picks it up for you. It's not like detecting it. The magnet just grabs it and you reel it in and you got stuff on the end, or maybe you don't. But we did some magnet fishing. The first location that we went had this big metal, it was like a dam kind of, but it was like a walkway with a wall, like a flood wall kind of deal. And the wall was made entirely of metal. And we knew that because we'd pull in and our magnet would kind of drag along and get a little stuck. But at one point, Trey threw his out, and it swung and landed perfectly on the wall with the, like, broadside. If I could draw it out, it makes sense. But it got stuck to the wall, and it was very much stuck on there. The weight or the strength of these, it claims to hold 400 to 500 pounds. So this thing was stuck on a very metal wall, and just, like, it was so heavy, because it landed on there, and you could pull a little bit, and it would drag a little bit, and then it would get stuck, and you'd have to jiggle it, and maybe it would start moving. It was so strong. It was like it was glued on. It was astounding. It would get all four of us, we'd pull really hard, and nothing would happen, and it was just, like, really on there. But eventually, after some tugging and, like, just expert maneuvering, I'm going to have a little vlog of it. I've got some footage of it somewhere. Or not, I know where it is. But I've got some footage of it. I don't know when I'll upload it or where it'll go. But eventually, we got them off, and we moved locations. And we were just out there hanging. It was fun. We didn't catch anything special. We got, like, a wooden rod and, like, some fish hooks. So you could probably use it as, like, beach cleanup or like a lake cleanup thing and take out hooks for safety. But it was really fun. It was cool. It was a cool experience. We'll probably have to go again. We got to find a better place where I guess more people are. We were on like a new deck, like a deck that was seemingly new. And also I lost my magnet. That was a thing that happened. So I'll have to get another one or we'll just share one. But it was really fun. A place sent it, which I guess I can plug them here. Why not? They were called King Kong Magnetics. So thank you guys for... They sent me a magnet. It was like a nice little package with the rope and these gloves. And it was really cool. But a fun experience that I would recommend to all people. It's just called magnet fishing. But you can just go and hang out. If you live by like a bridge where a lot of people walk by. Or maybe a river that people... Like a... What's it called? Rafting? That people go rafting on or tubing. That's a hot place for people to drop stuff all the time. You just throw the magnet in, maybe you'll catch something. I've seen people catch like rings, like wedding bands, which I guess have to have metal in it because it's like usually they're like silver or gold, but I don't know. I've seen people catch some cool stuff, but yeah, magnet fishing. What else? I got on here. Oh, the virus. I kind of talked about this. How crazy it is. How many things the virus has affected. I would venture to say that the biggest scare came from... I understand that out of country, definitely, like, Italy started being a bigger one. Obviously, China was. But, like, some of the countries definitely gave the U.S. a scare. But then, or at least this is in my case, and I know for some of my friends, the way that this... virus affected sports and how first it was like they would cancel individual games and then they would cancel, you know, like little conference things. But then the NBA canceled as a whole because they found out that one guy had it and they're like, all right, we're shutting down the entire NBA the rest of the season, which is crazy. That's so like from a financial standpoint, that's so much money that is not going to be earned because they canceled this whole thing. First of all, I totally understand. I don't think that people should be in large gatherings because it's very easy to spread. A virus is very airborne, and you can sneeze in a room of 25 people and 15 can get it. But so I'm fully for canceling these things, but they canceled the NBA, and then March Madness had some, like, or college basketball had some, like, little conference tournaments that they were canceling individual games and then individual conferences, and then the NCAA decided to cut down or shut down everything, including like all basketball, baseball, spring football, like soccer. They had all these sports that they canceled. It's just crazy. Like, I think that that's what scared people because they were like, wow, these big corporations are taking it seriously. So like, what are we going to do? And that was my thought. I was like, oh my gosh. Okay. So they're willing to lose millions and millions and millions of dollars and like the like fan participation for this. So it's got to be serious. That's when I was like, oh, yeah, that's... Okay, so we'll put it in perspective. And then I started reading and, you know, became educated. I don't have much on it because I think that it's still a developing story. Like, I understand that it's going up, like, 20,000 people a day, which is wild. and then it's just exponential growth. But I don't know. There's a video that Mark Rober did today that was really promising. It was about spreading germs. So he did like this experiment in a third grade classroom where he gave them like three kids in a room of like probably 25. He painted their hands with this like micro dust stuff. And then throughout the day, they just did their whole thing. And at the end, it was like a black light. It was a really cool video. I guess I can link that down below too. Let me write this down because I tend to forget stuff like that because we're like 15 minutes into the video. It's very possible I forget things like that. Turn on my light. So I have to put in my Twitch. Oh, this pen doesn't work. It's one of those pens that just don't work. Twitch link. The Mark Rober video. Okay. I'm going to put these in. So you can check down below. You can get that link. Oops. Did I press something? Are we still recording? Yes, we are. Okay. Get that link down below. But it was a really good video. I recommend it. It also makes you, if you're stressing about it, which I definitely have had some like little anxiety problems with this, especially late at night where I'm like, oh no, maybe I have it. I'm having a hard time breathing, which I'm not. I just have anxiety in it. It makes my breathing a little bit heavier, and then I start freaking out, and here we are. But it's a video it'll definitely put you at ease a little bit. He's also an optimistic person, so it really helps that aspect of it. I would recommend going and checking that out. And I just love Mark Rober. If you're not familiar, he like worked for NASA, and he quit his NASA job to pursue a YouTube career where he teaches people in his own little way. But he's wildly entertaining, and if you're coming here for Mr. Beast, he's the guy that was in Team Trees. Really cool guy. Recommend that video. Recommend all of his other videos. It just makes you feel smart, and he's just a cool guy. But yeah, link down below. Let's see, what else? That knocked down a bunch of them. I guess the last one on here is talking about future projects, which I have so much. Talk about future projects, some of my goals. I wish that my phone's right here. Let's see if I have a list of my goals on here. Well, this is going to take a little bit. Maybe I shouldn't. But I know that I have been slacking in a lot of departments. Oops. Siri turned on. Sorry, not talking to you, Siri. Will you please go away? Thanks. I know that I'm getting allergies. Allergies are not a good... It's not a good time to have allergies right now. Especially when you're anxious and a mild hypochondriac. Which I don't know if that's true, but I know... I don't like being sick. Goals. I know that reading was one of them. I started reading this book called Start, which I have a video where I talked about my New Year's resolutions. And I talked about how I started reading that book. Started reading it. Didn't continue. I haven't read it since January. And I need to pick it back up. But Tori gave me another book. This is the third time I'm referencing Tori. Hey, Tori. Hello. Tori gave me a book called Steal Like an Artist. And I read some of that on a plane when I went to Orlando. It's a pretty good book. But I haven't finished that. I got to read that too. So reading has kind of slowed down. Maybe I'll read some of that tonight. That'll be a light read. It's a very small book in size and like page numbers, but gotta read that. So reading is still a priority, but I just haven't, it should be a priority. Like I think about it, oh, how about a yawn? It's something that I should be doing, and I just haven't been very good at keeping up with it. But I gotta do that. I'm worried that the mic is gonna stop working and I'm not gonna notice, and then I'm just gonna be recording for hours or minutes and minutes and minutes without knowing. But we're good. Reading, what else? Streaming. Well, any kind of media production. I haven't been very good at doing YouTube videos. It's mainly because I mean, I've said this many a time, and it's not an excuse per se, but it's what I'm thinking. Since I literally edit all day for my work, when I come home, the last thing I want to do is edit. Even if it's like, it is fun editing, like I enjoy editing my videos, but I still kind of associate editing with work. And when I need to turn my brain off, editing is not the way to do it. So it's hard for me to get the motivation. So, I do have like, there's a couple people that edit for me, and, it's, you know, we're producing stuff, but had a hair in my mouth. That's fun. But I got to get on top of that. I streamed a lot towards the beginning of this month, or no, end of February. I was streaming a bunch, and those were pretty fun. Now with Animal Crossing coming out, I'll stream a little bit more, but just got to get on top of my social media game. Twitter's been kind of slow on my end. I've been trying to stay on Instagram, but I've kind of been doing a little bit of a social media cleanse, if you will. I have all the notifications turned off on all my social media apps except for Snapchat, because I really only do I only use Snapchat socially for the most part. But even then, I don't check it very often. So I've just tried to not let apps control my life, you know? And I think that I'm offending some people, but it's not that big of a deal. So if, you know, I just need some me time, and it's not like I need like a couple days. I think that it's more of a multi-month kind of deal. Just doing my thing. What else? YouTube, Facebook. I don't really do Facebook. Here, what's on my list? I guess I could check that. Travel. Ooh, yes. Travel is going to be something that is stopped for the moment being, but I just got a little bed for my car for me to kind of car camp out here. Pretty nice. I'm going to put traveling on hold just for the time being with this virus, cuz don't want to get in the mix of all of that. Quiet Wave, that's another one. If you're listening to this and you're a big Quiet Wave fan, I've got a bunch of merch from small, medium, and large that are kind of older, and I just got to get rid of them. But they're super cheap. Like, I haven't come up with prices, but they're going to be cheaper, and I'm going to put them on the little thing, trying to get rid of them. If it's U.S., I'm probably, my plan right now is to do free shipping around the U.S. and make them super cheap. Maybe if it's international, if I do international. International is just such a hassle. I wish that they got that figured out. Like, there should just be these big, like, there's the post offices, but then there should be international post office that their main thing is they do international shipping. I think that that's the issue, because there's not, like, international shipping places. It's just domestic and international, so nobody's focused on one thing. But I feel like that's the way that they can make it cheaper. Oh, got a text massage. But just, I don't know, they got to figure that system out, because it can't be $22 to send a pound of, like, stuff in a package. And that's the tea. But Quiet Wave's doing well. The Tiger Vision series did really well. That's still going. I haven't decided if I'm going to make it limited edition or if I'll keep some of them and not others. I don't know. But that's a thing. Also got music. I have a song that I started writing. Let's see. I want to show you the beat, and maybe I can sing along to it a little bit. How fun is that? A live performance. As uncomfortable as that sounds. Where is it? Okay, here we go. So it's on this. Ding, 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 ding. Ding, ding. It's going to be like a lo-fi beat. I could go like it's mighty kind of old, rolling silence, working on so I could party on the weekend. See, it's just, okay, I changed my mind on doing the live thing. I don't think that I want it. That makes me so uncomfortable. I'm very uncomfortable right now. But basically, it's like, you know, it's this kind of beachy vibe. Like, it's this kind of beachy vibe. And play. And then the lyrics are like, you know, chill. Like, I got gold like it's Midas, kind of old, rolling silence. Working hard so I can party on the weekend. Staying cool so I don't fall off of the deep end. Pockets getting fat, but my ego slowly weakened. Like, we're just staying chill. That's all we're doing. I'm gonna have to record it eventually. I haven't heard it. Like, I don't even know the flow. Oh, I've got a voice recording at least of it, so I won't forget it. My thing is with music, I write out lyrics and then I forget the flow that I had. So then when I go and try to sing it again, I just don't have it, and I can't figure it out. But that's a song. I'm still like thinking about how I just tried to live sing on this. Why? I don't know why I did that. I'm sorry that anybody had to hear that. That was so like out of place. Should I do it again? Maybe. Should I just try it again? Here, I'll do it again. We'll just. Okay. Nope, not that. This. We'll just try to engulf myself with being very uncomfortable because I'm so uncomfortable right now. Here, I'm gonna. Ding dong. Whatever. Here we go.
Yeah. I got gold like it's mine, it's kinda old. Rolling silence, working hard so I can party on the weekend. Staying cool so I don't fall off of the deep end. Pockets getting fat, but my ego slowly weakened. Turning coal into diamonds, hold my soul till my time is think I'm gonna go ahead and take another trip. Take a dip, take a sip, take a rip. Didn't really wanna do it, but she potty with the bottom lip. Gonna call a Hail Mary, but to pass it to the Titan, cause I think it's kinda scary. Yeah. I'm just sedimentary. I got layers up on layers. Will I ever get married?
Ooh, dang. Okay, that kind of did go. I'm not as uncomfortable anymore because I went all the way through. But anybody listening to this podcast that listened all the way through, what time are we at? 31 minutes. They got a little taste of that. It was okay. I'll be the first to admit it was not nearly as uncomfortable when I just did it all the way through. But the first time, I was very uncomfortable. Maybe that's something that I'll just start doing songs in my podcast because it's a thing. Seek discomfort. It made me uncomfortable. Maybe I gotta get out of that. I don't think I can sing well. I think that I can write well. I don't doubt that I can write well and I can flow well, but I gotta get comfortable with my voice because I don't think it's great. I think that my friends that can do music can fix my voice in post, but I gotta get used to I just think it's a little off tune. It's whatever. We're just out. You know what? It doesn't matter. I'm vibing. The second time that I just went through, I got lost in the sauce, you know? I was just singing. It was just happening. I got gold like it's Midas, kind of old, rolling silence. You know, I was just going at it. And it shouldn't matter that I'm uncomfortable. I'm just having fun. We're just singing songs. I feel like I just blacked out. Where am I? That was a whole different. We just went on a tangent. But yeah, so hi everyone. Welcome to the podcast. My name is Bailey Stanford. My name is Bailey Stanford, and this piece of my mind, the podcast where sometimes I start singing and forget where I am, forget that I'm sitting in my car in front of my house currently, with just my audio and my car turned on. It is nice and cold. We're at a brisk 66 degrees in the car. Feeling pretty good. 63 outside, so we're technically warming up, but I don't know where I'm going with that. I just watched the TV show Over the Garden Wall, if anybody likes cartoons. I'm a big fan of a well-written indie cartoon, and I understand Cartoon Network is not indie cartoons. I mean, I guess maybe some people would argue that it is, but the vibe of it is. I like cartoons that are very... There's the little nuances that you can tell the writers thought about. I'm a big fan of that. And Over the Garden Wall has a lot of those. I tried watching Over the Garden Wall. I wanted to watch it start to finish. First time I was like, I'm going to watch it start to finish. So I played it and I fell asleep at the middle of the second episode. There's only 10 episodes, from start to finish. Like it starts and ends in one season, which I love that because I really don't like committing to a TV show that's long and then knowing that oh man, I still have 40 episodes. Or, if you watch Adventure Time, you're like, oh, I still have, 220 episodes left. So having 10 episodes is great, because I watch it, and it's like a long movie. But first time I tried to watch it, I made it through the 2 episodes and fell asleep. But I woke up, and it was on episode 6, so I assumed I watched episode 6. So I went up with Ethan and Carl, and they were like, let's watch Over the Garden Wall. I was like, okay, let's do it. And then we went to episode 6. I was like, I don't remember this. So we went to 5, and I was like, I don't remember this. 4, I don't remember this, blah, 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 whatever. So then we got to 3, and I was like, okay, I remember the... Or no, we got to 2, and I was like, okay, I remember this. And then we got halfway through, and I was like, I don't remember this. So long story short, had to watch it again. But I did that 10 times. I watched episode 4, the beginning of episode 4, 6 times because I just kept stopping, or I kept falling asleep. To be clear, I was... watching these at 4 a.m. So I did have a reason to be falling asleep, but I just should have watched it earlier. But I finally watched through it. Really great. Planning on watching it again. But it's a little Gravity Falls, if you ever watched that show, which Gravity Falls is so good. I think it might also be on Hulu. No, it's on Disney Plus for sure. So I got to watch that on there. But I just love a good cartoon. I have a hard time watching TV shows that are involved because I want to be able to watch something that's just like, I don't want to get invested in a character as much as like, I watched Breaking Bad. That's one of my favorite shows of all time. I watched Breaking Bad and I was just like on edge sometimes at the end of it, which was, at the time it was great. Like, I'm glad, I don't regret watching it, but that was a commitment because there's like six seasons and each season has like 10 episodes or whatever it had. It was a really long thing. Like it took like 3 weeks to watch through, which really isn't that much time, but then we got caught, whatever. I just don't have the focus ability and I don't want to, I already feel like I'm scatterbrained and that's just one more thing to put on my to-do list. And I can't just watch a show like Breaking Bad and just watch it. I have to get invested. I don't know. I'm kind of random. I don't even know my stance on TV shows. I just sometimes, I fall asleep during them all the time. I fall asleep during almost every movie that's ever been made, no matter how good it is. It has nothing to do with how good the movie is. Movies just put me to sleep. And I think that what I've deduced that down to is that, well, first of all, I think I'm ADD. And I think that I did take medicine when I was younger. And then I remember distinctly that the medicine that I took would make me very, OCD, I guess. Like, I would have to have things in order. Like, I remember being at my desk at school, and if my pencils were slightly off, I had to fix that before I could do anything else. And I was like, okay, I don't really like this. I feel like I don't have control of myself. So then I just stopped taking that. I just had my, you know, I wasn't bad in school either. So I don't know. I just made it work. Where was I going with that? Talking about the... Oh, so when I'm watching TV shows, watching a TV show is doing one thing and you kind of have to focus most of your energy on that. So when I'm watching a TV show, I'm doing one thing. When I'm not watching a TV show, I'm thinking about 100 things. I'm like, what could I have for dinner today? Where am I going to travel in 3 months? What am I going to do at work for this week? Does my car have gas? I'm looking at my car right now, and it does need gas. So I've just got like 100 things on my mind. So when I finally get to that point where I'm watching a show and I'm only doing one thing, my brain is like, ah, it's rest time because you're not doing a trillion things. I'm going to go to sleep. And then I do. And that's why I fall asleep during so many TV shows, or movies, you know, either of them. I don't pick faves. I mean, I do. I don't know. Anyway, who are you? What's happening? I think I'm going to wrap this up. What time are we at? This has been solid. This has felt so good. We're at 37 minutes. That feels pretty good. That feels solid. I was in my head. I was like, I'm going to be out here for 3 hours. Not going to lie. But this has been really fun, and it actually feels like it's been like 5 minutes. So I'd call that a win. I hope that you guys enjoyed this for real. I'm sorry that it's been so long. I will try to be more into this. If you would like to join my Patreon, I do little videos where I'm just hanging out with just, you know, it's like a more very personal conversation that's very private. If you sign up for my Patreon, you get an exclusive video podcast every single month. Where it's just us. We're just hanging. You also get access to the Discord, which I've... Guys, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry. I'm also bad at that. That's on my... It's on my list of things to get better at. But we just come and hang out. Patreon.com/Bayfield4. I was actually going to do a podcast right after this. So if you would like to listen to more of this podcast, a continuation, just $5 a month, you can come and listen to that. There will also be a link down below for that. I already have that written down, or it's already in my little default things, but you guys are all great. I appreciate you listening to me. I hope that this has been maybe calming. I feel like I got kind of amped up for some reason. I don't know why. Maybe it's just because it's been so long, but I hope you guys enjoy this. Again, my name is Bailey Stanfield, and this has been Peace of My Mind, the podcast where we just ramble and we hang out. But that's all I got. Do something nice to somebody. Peace out.